All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. This segment is called Michael's Magic Moment. It's my opportunity to play a little snippet from one of our previous episodes, which resonated with our listeners, that I received feedback from, or I felt really had an impact on some people's lives. Hope you enjoy. As we go back to an episode where I discuss six reasons that you should see a financial advisor, it actually sparks a bit of passion in me because for me, I'm very passionate about the topic. Anyone that's received good financial advice would also be passionate about the topic. Another point that I would stress, and again, anyone that's received advice would be able to agree to this, is that the benefits to financial advice are not just tangible. They're not benefits that you can see on paper. There are so many other benefits. And for that reason, it's actually very hard to put a price on the value of financial advice. How do you price peace of mind? How do you price freedom? How do you price choice, avoiding mistakes? There are ways to do it. Some have tried to do it in the past. And it's again, a topic I'm very passionate about. And it's something that if you haven't seen a financial advisor before, you won't actually really understand until you go through the process. To this day, when I meet some that have been successful with their finances, some that have made some really good decisions with their life, one of the first things that they'll tell me is that the best thing they ever did was get financial advice. And financial advice traditionally has thought to been something for rich people or something for those that, you know, it's a thing that only the rich can afford, or some have told me they've thought that financial advice is something that's really for the poor. And I can tell you now it's for everyone, and everyone can benefit from advice in different ways. And in these 6 points that we're about to go back to, it really pushes the fact that everyone is going to, it really highlights the fact that we all receive advice in different ways and we all have different benefits to advice. Anyone listening to this, most people are in different life stages. Most of the people listening to this will have different goals and different aspirations and will care about more things than others. Some people care more about having the right life insurance in place to protect their family. Some people care more about having the right investments in place. Some people care more about managing the money as best as possible. So there's different things, there's different values that we all have, and of course we all have different goals, and you don't really know what the benefits are until you go through the process. So let's go back to this episode. I encourage you to listen to this episode, but also pass it on to someone that you know would probably benefit from advice. Maybe they've talked to you about advice before in the past, or maybe you just feel, hey, look, this person really needs someone to talk to. Enjoy, and I hope you get something out of it. As a financial advisor, one of our main jobs is to help people have clarity. Clarity on their financial situation. Clarity on what they want in life. Why they work. Why they do what they do. And a lot of that comes down to asking questions. Asking the right questions. Asking questions in a particular way. And me not being afraid to have interventional conversations sometimes with people. Or to mention things that might seem a little bit awkward, but I think need to be discussed to help someone understand why they're doing what they're doing. And having financial advice and to talk to somebody about these things is an invaluable benefit, because when a person has clarity on what they want in life and where they're heading financially, it helps them in so many ways because it gives them direction. Direction is the second thing. Direction in where that person is heading financially. Direction in that decisions that are made suddenly have a path. There's suddenly a strategy as to why things are being done. Because you can make all these great financial decisions, but if there isn't any direction, if it's not taking you where you need to go, you're also wasting your time most of the time. And having financial direction is, again, as a financial advisor, it's one of the biggest goals that we have when working with clients, to help them have that direction so that they can make better financial decisions, which will eventually help them focus on the things that they love. The next is objectivity. As a financial advisor, we are an outsider looking into someone's financial circumstance. We do not have any emotion vested into your situation when we are giving advice. Therefore, our job is to look at things from an objective perspective and to look at things which is from an outsider's person's perspective, and to essentially give advice and to guide in what we think is in your best interest. It's the reason most people have a personal trainer. It's the reason most people have a life coach sometimes, or they have a person that coaches them in anything, because there's someone there that isn't just creating accountability, making sure that, you know, you're being accountable to your goals and that you're achieving what you would like to achieve, but also somebody that's there that is looking at things from an outsider's perspective that can either help you realize that you're making mistakes in certain areas or to help you improve in certain areas as well. Because we make decisions based on what we're comfortable with or what we're not comfortable with. And for example, there sometimes could be a very, very powerful financial strategy which I recommend, which somebody probably thought about but didn't think it was for them. Or they heard bad things about it and decided just to stay away from it. Or they just weren't bothered or didn't have the time to actually look into it. Whereas coming in from an objective perspective, when I mention these strategies, for example, or I recommend something, it's gone through the process and it's gone through my processes, because I personally feel that it's in someone's best interest, for example, to pursue it. And that person most likely would not have even considered it for those reasons I mentioned. A big part of what I do as well as a financial advisor is I help people avoid mistakes. And that could be literally just making someone aware of something or saying, hold on a sec, have you considered this? Now, this does come into the objective side of things, but helping someone avoid mistakes can potentially save them thousands of dollars, if not hundreds and thousands of dollars. And as I said, whether it's me mentioning something, it could be if, you know, sometimes I'll put someone in contact with a professional that can help them. Sometimes, to be honest, it's even just reminding someone of their strategy and of the direction that they want to head in. And just to point out and just be honest and say, listen, I don't think that what you're trying to pursue is in line with your goals. And I feel like, if anything, it's actually going to do the opposite of what you want it to achieve. As a financial advisor, my job is to also help empower your decision-making. Now, that could be as simple as encouraging or validating that a decision on the table is a good decision or a bad decision. And sometimes it could be even trying to identify what is holding someone back. As an example, I have a client that I saw recently which can easily afford to buy a house. They've done their checks, they've gone through the discussions with their mortgage broker, they've done their research for months and months, and now it's come down to signing the dotted line on a house contract, but they are still scared and are not sure whether it is the right decision or not. Now, with some advice and by going through our processes, I was able to empower that decision-making to actually show them that from a financial point of view, that they can afford the repayments on this house and that they are making the right decision for their family from a financial perspective. Now, without that, this person may have not signed the contract for the house, or they probably would have had a few more sleepless nights trying to determine whether it was the right decision or not. And sometimes when somebody is complacent or when they keep procrastinating on a particular decision, it becomes too late and the moment's passed. So again, from a financial point of view, if you have financial advice, your decisions are normally a lot easier to make, because you can make them with a lot more certainty and clarity to make sure that they are in line with your goals, which hopefully is in the same direction as to where you are liking, where you are hoping to head financially. The last thing And for me, this is probably one of the most important benefits of financial advice. It is the peace of mind, being able to sleep at night, knowing that financially you are heading in a direction which is going to benefit you and your family, knowing that you are doing the right things, that you are ticking the right boxes, that you are looking at the right things to make sure that your financial future is in good hands. Now, there's never any certainty that everything is going to be okay financially, whether it's for you personally or whether it's for your country or for the world, because nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows what is in store next week for us. But by having some sort of plan, by having some sort of strategy, and to know where you're heading and where you are most likely going to end up is going to provide so much peace of mind, because the other option is to guess. The other option is to assume. And when you guess, when you assume, there's a very high chance that things are not going to end up where you would like them to. It's one of those situations as well where sometimes when I provide someone with advice, it could be literally just telling them what they don't, I'm not telling them anything that they don't already know. But by validating their decisions and by giving them that confirmation that they are heading down the right track, that in itself sometimes can provide that peace of mind. So you can tell just by me explaining this to you through this episode that financial advice is not just about the money. It's a lot more than the money. It's about someone's goals. It's about what's important to them and their family. And it's about making sure that as a financial advisor, I'm there for the ride. I'm there to help all along the way to be able to help somebody make better financial decisions so that they can focus on the things that they love.
Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.